Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Courtney?
Morning, Courtney.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It goes. So, we hear that you think that your man is a boyfriend or a fiancé?
Oh, he's my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
For now.
Oh. So you think your boyfriend is cheating on the relationship?
Well, a couple of weekends ago, my boyfriend and I went to this house party.
Okay.
And, like, it was totally normal, and but his ex-girlfriend was there. Like, no, we've been around her, like, before, and it's cool, but this time it was, like, there was something weird between them, you know? Like they were, like, purposely avoiding each other.
Well, that's
you know that vibe?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I just had a situation right now where I was purposely trying to avoid my ex, but ended up leaving where I was altogether.
Right. Exactly, and that's natural, right? But, like,
yeah.
I don't know, it was, like, really tense, and when he realized she was there, too, like, he got really tense. And
like, there's something going on tense, not like, oh, okay, I don't want to talk to that person, just...
No, I could feel a tension between them, and, like, I don't know, but I got a weird vibe.
So, is your woman's intuition kicking in that maybe he's seeing his ex-girlfriend on the side?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm second guessing myself because you know how we are. Like, we get weird around the exes and stuff. And like, I'm like, is it me or is it not me? But then at night, I heard his phone go off at 2 a.m. and his ex was texting him at 2 a.m.
No.
His ex texted him at 2 a.m.?
2 a.m., yeah.
To say what?
I can't look at his phone. He has like one of those dumb iPhones that you have to unlock it with your face.
Oh.
And the text messages are hidden or whatnot. You can make those settings.
Yeah, I have the, yeah. That's exactly how the iPhone 10, and that's how it works.
The face recognition. So you just saw her name come up, but you didn't see what the text message said?
No, because I can't unlock his phone. But then the next day I saw he had text like up on the screen, you know, how before you open it, sometimes they pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see anything from her, which means he deleted it.
Or he responded, I know, with a picture.
What?
Does he sleep naked?
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's easy to do then.
You don't have to answer that question. I'm sorry.
You don't have to, but you should.
Have you at least, like, talked to him about it? Have you said anything? Like,
no.
Okay.
No. Like,
why wouldn't you talk to him? Are you scared to hear the answer?
I don't want to be one of those girls, you know? And I was going to after the party, but then, like, she texted him and he deleted it, and that makes it even more worse. Like, he's, like, shady. I just know that he's lying about something, and I thought that I would call you guys to get this out of him, like...
To set him up, basically. So, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 5 months.
Okay, so new relationship.
Yeah.
All right, you really like him.
I do.
Do you know why they broke up?
She told him she wasn't in love with him anymore, and then...
That'll do it.
He said he was heartbroken, so...
Wow, it's crazy, and I'm sorry because you had proof and then you got rid of it. So I can understand why you wouldn't want to just, like, confront him point blank, but...
Yeah, because he could easily deny it and make me feel really dumb.
I've heard enough. I mean, if you're getting a text message from your ex at 2 in the morning and you're in a new relationship and you just saw them at a party, come on now.
No texts from the exes, period.
No texts from the exes.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a country song. I get no texts from my exes. What's your boyfriend's name?
Kevin.
All right. Well, we're going to call. Does he have long eyelashes?
There
I've come
go.
To realize guys with long eyelashes are.
What are
what?
They?
What or
are
what?
They? It rhymes with feeders.
I can't stand you.
Yes, you can. At least till 10. All right. We're going to call Kevin with the long eyelashes, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and then ask him one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully, Kevin says your name, Courtney.
Okay.
What's his ex's name, by the way? Because then we'll all know if he did pick his ex.
Oh, right.
Oh, his ex's name is Becca.
Oh, the way you said that, too. Becca. All right. Oh. If he says Becca, it's all...
I don't even want to say it.
Okay. Well, hopefully he doesn't say it. If he does say Becca, the radio show is yours at that point. You could tell him how you feel live on the air, okay?
Okay.
Are you breaking up with him?
I mean, I want to. If he's texting her and they're having a thing, for sure.
Okay. good enough for me.
Yeah, that would just mean he's not over her.
True. Mm-hmm. True. Okay, well, let's call Kev up next. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a staycation setup. Grab your popcorn. Good morning. It's your morning mess. Joey Boy.
Hi, Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
Okay, so we're back with the staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Courtney again?
Morning, Courtney.
Hello.
Hey.
So your women's intuition is kicking in. You think your man, Kev, is messing around with his ex-girlfriend, Becca.
Yeah, I do.
So you ran into him at a house party, and then shortly after that evening, you saw a little text message come in from her while he was asleep.
Yes, at 2 a.m. So that wasn't a normal hour for that.
It's never good.
Just any girl or right. Just somebody at the opposite's texting your significant other. You know, like I said, business hours, man. At 2 a.m. is not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that one right there.
Really? I mean, the really, only person really I want to be woken up for is Beyonce. So.
Okay, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Let's give Kevin a call. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Setting him up. Hopefully he says your name, Courtney, and not his ex-girlfriend, Becca, when we ask who he wants to put on the reservation, okay?
Okay.
If he says her name, then the radio show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Let's cross fingers, eyes, and thighs on this one. Are you actually doing it?
Well, okay, hold on. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Kevin?
Speaking, who's this?
Hi, Kevin. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. I've got some really good news for you. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay here with our penthouse suite. We're accompanying that with the honeymoon package, and I'm calling to straighten out some details and make sure you get your reservation set up. How are you doing this morning?
Good, and really, I don't remember entering a contest or anything like that.
Okay. Well, Kevin, it looks like we're working off of an online database right now, so I'm glad that your name and number matches up. I wouldn't want you to miss out on an opportunity for a free romantic stay.
Sure, sure.
We are a new establishment here, and so we are just looking to get some people to stay at our place.
How long is the stay for?
The stay is for a full weekend, so you'll get two nights here with us, and so I just need to get some questions answered for you. Now, my first question for you, sir, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can take that person's name down whenever you're ready.
You know what? Let's go with Courtney, because I know she's on the phone.
How did you know I was on the phone?
Because I'm not an idiot.
No, seriously, how did you even know?
Well, the next time you want to try and set me up and embarrass me publicly like an idiot, maybe don't tell your friends. Jamie told me.
Oh, my God.
Are you freaking serious?
Hey, Kevin, really quick, we do have to let you know you're still on the radio. It's the morning mess.
Yeah, oh. I figured.
So you knew we were setting you up?
Of course. And also, Courtney, we're done.
Wow, what? You're really going to be like this?
I'm going to do this. You're trying to set me up on the radio because of your lack of trust. Yeah, I don't like being set up like this, and you're going
behind my back.
Because
I know something is going on with Becca. So if you're going to break up with me and just tell me the truth, are you sleeping with her?
You know what? I don't even care. Think whatever you want. I'm done with you. That's it.
I mean, she does have a point. Your ex was texting you at 2 in the morning.
Hey, man, I don't even know who you are. Why are you
It's Joey Boy, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican Miracle, proud father of 17 kids. Lesser half of the hot wife, Kevin. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Kevin, we've got you on the line right now. Obviously, you know what's going on. And Courtney just had a sneaking suspicion because your ex-girlfriend is texting you. What's going on there?
You know what? You can all just shut the f*** up. Whoa. I don't even know who you are, and I'm out of this.
Try to explain to you who I am. Why are you still texting back with Becca, your ex?
Hello?
So Kevin hung up. Courtney, are you okay?
Well, I'm okay. I
do you really want to be with a guy like that? Like, he's obviously got something up his sleeve.
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh my God.
It was only 5 months. It is now 5 years. You weren't married. You don't have no kids. You're not pregnant, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank God. I just don't know what to think because, like, it could have been just an innocent thing that, I don't know, she texted him and maybe he just never texted her back.
He's
and, like,
cheating. He's cheating on you. Fault. And third of all, you have a big mouth. You shouldn't have told your friends you're going to call the Morning Mess and go on the radio because they ruined it.
I mean, maybe you should get new friends if they ruined this for you, too.
So she has to get a new boyfriend and new friends?
I mean, why not just start off brand new?
Listen, Courtney, you risked it to get the biscuit.
Well, she risked it. There's no biscuit, though.
Thank you, guys.
Sometimes it's good just to be with you and your biscuit by yourself.
What?
There you go.
Oh, you made her laugh.
And that's my responsibility here.
Okay.
Put her on hold. I'm going to give her some passes from McFadden's tomorrow night. I'm going to show her a good time, okay?
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.